We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Tazayin Amud Aleph. We are starting the last few words of Daf Tazvav Amud Beis. In our Mishnah, we learned that there's Chamisha Tamim, Chamisha Mo'adim, and right now we are assuming the five Mo'adim are Hashem Mo'edes Lechos Aroyola, and Regel, and Shar HaMu'id, which is all five Tam that turn into a Mu'id, Veshar HaMazik Veshus HaNizik, which means, according to Rabbi Tarfin, a Tam is Chayiv Nezik Shalom and Veshus HaNizik, Va'odom is these five. And the Gemara's question was that at the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of the five, is Hashem Wa'edis Lechos HaRoyolah, that must be talking about Shus HaNizik. And it says right before that, that a Tam only pays Chatzi Nezek. It's called a Tam. And the Chayra, if this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Tarfin, like it says later on in the five, Bashar Mazik Shus HaNizik, which is going to Rabbi Tarfin, they pay Nezek Shalim. So then, how does the beginning of the Mishnah say that's Chatzi Nezek? Are we talking about Shus HaNizik? We see that the other five are Hashem Wa'edis Lechos HaRoyolah, which is Shus HaNizik. So why Chayiv Chatzi Nezek? So Gemara's first teretz was Reisha Rabbanon, who hold that Shus HaNizik Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, and the safe is Rabbi Tarfin. Now the Gemara is an attempt to say other terutzim. Rabbi Elazar Mishmei the Rav Oma, Kula Rav Tarfin. The whole Mishnah is really Rav Tarfin. The question is that in the Reisha it says that it's considered a Shusha Nizik by Shane says called Shusha Nizik, and therefore Yechayiv. And before that, the Reisha of the Mishnah, which is talking about Tam, it says Chayiv Chatzi Nezik, and then the end of the Mishnah says going to Rav Tarfin. So if you're going to Rav Tarfin, why Yechayiv Chatzi Nezik at the beginning of the Mishnah? So the Gemara is an answer. At the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about a place where it's only a Rosh HaNezik for Shane and not a Rosh HaNezik for Karen. Kula Rabtav, Neva Reisha is talking about V'chotzam Yechedas LePeris LeEchod Mehem. It's B'yuchet for one of them's Peris, the Nizik. V'lezev L'zev Shvarim. Both have permission to put the Shvarim there. The Gabi Shane have L'chotz HaNezik. Regarding Shane, it's Chotz HaNezik, why it only belongs to one of them. The Peris, only a right for one of them to put the Peris there. L'abi Gabi Karen, have a Shirabim. L'gabi Karen is considered a Shirabim and not a Rishus HaNezik. And therefore, it doesn't pay, the Shvarim pays Chotz HaNezik. Are you going to ask me that if the Rishus HaShvarim to be there, how can you be Chayif eating the Peris? So Tosis asked the same as his kasha before, and here also, because of that, he changes the girsa, and he says the case is that it's Rishus Miyuchedas LePeiris for one of them, and neither one allowed to bring Shvarim here. So in regards to the Peiris, it's called Rishus HaNizik, because one of them has a right to put Peiris there. But since neither have a right to put the Shvarim there, it's not called Rishus HaNizik regarding Karen if one Shar gores the other Shar. That's what Tosis' girsa is. Read the top Tosis' first few lines. Hachinam Yigarsinam Miyuchedas Lechem and LePeiris V'loy Lezeh V'loy Lezeh LeShvarim. So that was the mahalach now that Rabbi Elazar tries to attempt saying that's Kuli Rav Tarfin. Omer Rav Kana, Mishnah Kishmet, Lashmaitza, Kamei Rav Zvid, Maradoy, I said over Shmaitza in front of Rav Zvid, V'Omer Li, Mimatz Mukas Lach Kuli Rav Tarfin, Heki Lein Atari Mishnah like Rav Tarfin. We're saying now the whole Mishnah like Rav Tarfin, and if it would be a Rishus HaNizik B'chayiv Nezik Shalom, that's Takap Shat in the Mishnah later on that says Rishus Shar Mazik Rishus HaNizik, and the Reisha, the reason why it's Chatzi Nezik, because it's not Rishus HaNizik there, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. So Freit the Gemara, Heki say that. V'haktani, it says, Hashem wa'edis lechos ha-royolah, royolah in, Shein royolah. It says the Shein is a mu'ed to eat royolah, which means peiris and yirakis and vegetables, fruit and vegetables. But if it ate ksus and kalim, the loch is, it would not be chayiv nezek shalom. What would it be chayiv? Chatzi nezek. But the problem is, if klape the peiris, and including, that includes ksus and kalim, it's called a chus and izik. So if that's called a chus and izik, so then why not chayiv nezek shalom? In a case of Ein Royola. And to say Hashem Wa'edis Lechos Royola and Ein Royola, it's Chayiv Al Tzkeren. And it's B'chayiv Nezek Shalom. Haktoni Shein Wa'edis Lechos Royola, Royola Ein Shein Royola, if you have Tarfin, Dom Hashun HaKeren, Mechatz Nezek Nezek Shalom HaShalim, and Lechari Shepei Ovi Nezek Shalom, by Ein Royola. So it's a problem to learn the whole Mishnah like Rav Tarfin. So Haktomar Elo, Elom Rabbanon, really the Mishnah is Rabbanon. V'chsuri Mechsura, and there's something missing in that Mishnah. V'chiktoni, we are going to change what it means to five Mo'adim. You read like this: Chamisha tamim, vim hudo, and if they become a muid, those five tam, the five tam are negicha, negifa, neshicha, revitza, beita. Those are the five tamim, and the five more of them are the tamim. Do it three times, they become a muid. Vim hudo, chamish tamuadim, and then the Mishnah goes to a new discussion. It's not counting any five. V'shem v'regel muadim etchilasam, and shem v'regel muid right away. V'heichon hadasam, where is it a muid? Because it's anizik. And then the Mishnah goes on. So we could say then, and what does it mean when it says Bashar Amazik of Shus HaNizik? It's all talking about Shein V'Regel. It's not talking about Karen. So you look back at the Mishnah, it's Kedai look back at the Mishnah. It means like this. Hashem ve'edes lechas ha'royala ha'regel ve'edes l'shmar v'da'achalucha v'shar amur, which means, and where is does this happen? Where is it amur? You know where it's amur? V'shar amadik shushan izik. It's always in shushan izik. Where is the shem v'regel amur? It's always in the shushan izik. That's how you read it. That's how you read it. It's all going back on shem v'regel. Which means there's no such thing now as Shar HaMazik V'Shushan Izik. It's not a new category by itself. Shar HaMazik V'Shushan Izik. That's what's coming out of the way we're learning. So Gemara's asked the Kasha because the next parak goes through a lot of things of our Mishnah and explains how is it. Like, what's the case? Maskev Avinog, Tani L'Kaman, said later on Daf Chavdala on Beis in the second parak, it says, Shar HaMazik V'Shushan Izik Keitzad. What's the case of Shar HaMazik V'Shushan Izik? And the Mishnah gives the case. Nogach, Nogaf, Noshach, Rovatz, Bat, V'Shushan Rab, M'Shalam Chatzin Ezek. V'Shushan Izik, V'Tavron T'Shalam Chavron Chatzin Ezek. So you see, it's explaining the case of what it means to say V'Shar HaMazik V'Shushan Izik. And it explains, it's not a case of Shane, it's a case of Karen. Maskev Avinog, Tani L'Kaman, Shar HaMazik V'Shushan Izik Keitzad, Iyam B'Shlama, Ariba. If we were talking about that in our Mishnah, talking about a Karen and Shushan Izik, Mishnah Tani Keitzad. That's what explains in the next parak. Eli Amrit Le'arba, but if our Mishnah meant something else, my Keitzad, what's the Keitzad? Elo Amar Avina, I'm going to tell you Pshat Mishnah. We're going to stick with the same Mahalach, that the five and five are all talking about Tam Amud. It doesn't mean, the five don't mean, like we learned before, that means Shane, Regel, and Shar Mu'ed, and Kerem Shusha Yachid, and Adam. Doesn't mean those five. Avada means the five Mu'adim. That's the five. Then the Mishnah goes to the new discussion. V'shem v'regel Mu'adim mitchilasam. Shem v'regel Amud right away. V'zeu Shar Mu'ed. And that's what we call a Shar Mu'ed. V'zeu Shar Mu'ed means, Rashi explains, that V'zeu Shar Mu'ed means that the five Mu'adim V'zeu Shar Mu'ed. The five mu'adim of a tam v'zeu shar mu'ed. That's what we call shar mu'ed. So shem v'regel is its own contained statement. Shem v'regel mu'adim t'chalasam. V'zeu shar mu'ed is going back on what we said before, that the five mu'adim v'zeu shar mu'ed. V'shar mazik v'shushan izik machloikis v'tafim rabbanon. Then the Mishnah says shar mazik v'shushan izik is machloikis v'tafim rabbanon, which we'll explain in the next parak. The yesh mu'adim acherim. Now we'll explain the end of the Mishnah. There are other mu'adim. There's other mu'adim acherim also that are mu'ed right away. Just like same regal. What are these other mu'adim that are right away mu'ed? Hazaev, which is a Zaev is a wolf. Va'ari, a lion. Va'adoy, va'bir, va'bardless. We'll see soon. It means like a polecat. Va'anomer is a leopard. Va'anochosh, and a snake. All these things are mu'ed mitchilase. Taina mahachi. We learned in a braisa like this. Such an idea that we could teach v'shar hamazik v'shushan nizik v'chogikis rotav rabbanim. Even though it's saying the Mishnah, we're going to show you such an idea. So tayin amehachi chamisha tamim im huodu chamisha modim. And if you come muad, you'll have chamisha modim. V'shem v'regel modim mitchilasam. Shem v'regel amuad mitchilasam. And that's pasha. That's separate. That's a separate statement. V'zeu shar hamuad, which is going on the shar hamuad of tam. V'shar hamazik v'shushan nizik v'chogikis rotav rabbanim. So the bright speaks out clear. V'yesh mu'adim acherim ki yoytz ve'elu hazei v'ari v'adoy v'anomer v'abardos v'anochosh, that these are also a mu'adim mitchilasam, just like Shem Regal, the mamash mu'adim mitchilasam. So akaponim, that's how we explained Pshat in our Mishnah, we fit it in, that it doesn't have to be either of Tafn or the Rabbanon, it could just mean by itself, it just means that Shem Regal is machloikis, and if we don't have to get involved in this whole problem of Tafn Rabbanon. Now, you get the Rumble of Mirma. Some had a different kasha, and with this mahalach of the Gemara, we're going to answer this kasha. You get the Rumble of Mirma. Tanan says, Chamisha tam chamisha ma'adim. It's five tam five ma'adim. Vesuleka, there's no others. Va'ika, hazeiv, va'ari, va'adoi, va'nomer, va'baraz, va'nochosh. You see, by the beginning, we were learning that the five tam and five ma'adim are these five ma'adim, Shane, Regal, there's other ones also. Adam, there's other ones. Zeiv, va'ari. Zevari, all the other things. They're all Balachayim. Like the Mishnah, we didn't count Esh and Bar because not Balachayim. These are all Balachayim. Why don't we count this? Vesuleka, we have these. Mashani Maravi, Nachsur Mechsura. Vahaktoni, Chamisha Tamheim, Vimu'adu, Chamisha Ma'adim. So the five Ma'adim are the five Tamim. Vishayim Vregam Ma'adim Tchalasam is a separate Nakuda. We're saying that Shane and Regal are Mu'ad right away. Vizel Shah Mu'ad, the Tam that does three times, that's the Shah Mu'ad. Vishara Mazik, Vishanizik, Machalis, Vitafim Rabbanon. Yes, Mu'adim Acherim. There's other Mu'adim. Ki Yoytze Be'elu, Azei, Va'ari, Va'adoi, Va'noi, Va'noma, Va'abaraz, Va'nachash. And we're not talking about a list anymore. We already said the five Mu'adim are the five Tam that turn into Mu'ad. Now we're talking about all different types of Mu'adim, and we include these. These are also one of the types of Mu'adim it's these animals, the Zevari, Hadoi Vanoam Vabardlus. Zok to Gemara Vaiter. So Gemara says Vaiter, that says now Mishnah that Loy Lirvoitz. Lirvoitz is one of the cases of a Karen. He sits down and smashes Kalim. That's called Karen. So the Gemara isn't a qualified that halacha. Zok to Gemara that Omar Abulaz, Loy Shonal Pachim Gdolim. It's only by big Kalim, that's not a normal thing for him to sit and crouch and crack it. Ava pachim katanim orche, but small pachim, that's orche to sit on it. And Rashi says, because it's considered regal. Or it's just an itzichayim nazar shalom, told the regali. Rashi says, that's called told the regal. If he crouches and breaks small kalim, that is called, that's, you know, small little jogs, that's a normal thing for him to do. This is something he does, and it's considered a muid, and therefore yichayim nazar shalom, but only in shushan itzik. So, let's bring a raya from our braisa to this man diyama. It says in the braisa like this: Abahema mu'edes lahalach kedarka. Abahema is a mu'ed to walk regularly. L'shaber ulamayach asa'odom, and to break and to crush asa'odom, a person v'sabahema animals v'sakelim. It's normal for it to break and crush people, animals, and kelim. So you see clearly that's normal thing to break kalim. Didn't our Mishnah say Lirvoitz is Karen? Here it's saying it's normal, Mu'edas. It's a mu'ed right away. So it's stira. So it must be, it's a raya, must be that this price is talking about pachim katanim, small jogs. And the Mishnah went big jogs, so it's a raya to our belos. No, it's not a raya. When it says you have to break the kalim, it doesn't mean crouching, it doesn't mean Lirvoitz. It means I'm walking by in a tight place and on the side, it crushes kalim on the side. When he smashes on the wall, when he scratches on the wall, he can smash kalim that are on shelves on the wall. That's the case. But it doesn't mean that's normal to sit on small kalim. Maybe it's not normal to sit on small kalim. No difference. And what it means in here, that to break the kalim means min atzad, while he's walking min atzad. When he's walking down min atzad. Ika de amri, omar rav lozo, loy tehem apachim gedoylim, hu delav orche av apachim ktanim orchehu. Don't say, Ikadam said, well, is the opposite. Don't say, Pachim Gedolim Hu, the law of Orche. Ava Pachim Ktanim Orche Hu. But maybe Pachim Ktanim is Orche. Maybe small jogs are Orche. Ela filu Pachim Ktanim Nam Lev Orche. Even small jogs are not considered Orche. Only big, even big jogs and small jogs are the same. They're all considered Karen. Say big jogs and say small jogs. That's what the second Gears of Allah is. First of all, it says that small jogs are considered regal. Ikadam saying, no, even small jogs are not Orche. That says a behemah is muid to walk kedarka and to crush people, behemahs and kelim. So you see, it crushes kelim. It's kasha. It must be talking about pachim ketanim, because what else? Om Rav Loza, no, dilma menat sad. You can answer and say dilma menat sad. Now, ikad the romalei mirma. Some ask a stira. They ask they say the sugya like a stira. Tanan v'loy lirbots. This is not much to loy lirbots, and that's considered a tam. V'atanya learned the brayz. V'lemayach is a odom v'sa behemah v'sa kelim. That it's considered normal, muid, to smash kalim. So it's a stira. Om Rav Loz, leikash, kam pachim gdolim, kam pachim gdolim. That by pachim gdolim, it's not a normal thing to crush that. But small kalim, it's very normal for them to sit and crush it. It can happen very easily, and therefore that's orche, and therefore that is regal. So really you have three different versions of Rav Loz. Two of them come out, the pachim katanim, archayiv, nezik, shalim, in the shusha nizik. And the middle tzad is that it's still considered like Karen, even by pachim katanim. Now the Gemara goes to speak about these different animals which are considered mu'ed mitchlasa, such wild animals, they're considered mu'ed mitchlasa, the wolf, the lion. So it says one of them is the bardless. What is the bardless? My bardless. What is the bardless? Omrav Yehuda, nafraza, it's a nafraza. What's a nafraza? My nafraza. Omrav Yosef, it's a apa. And what's a apa? That's a good question. So it's a big shaila in the Rishonim what a apa is. There's a word, Rashi uses a certain word, a potish. So some say it's a polecat. What is a polecat? It's like in the weasel family. That's what it is. But Tosfos in some places, other places, has a kasha, and he holds that if it's a weasel, it's hard to say that could kill someone. And sounds like this is like a wild animal that's mu'ed mitchilasai. It sounds like it's similar to the wolf, to the lion, to the bear. So how can you say that? So therefore, some say it's more of like a cheetah. Some say a bardless is a cheetah. So it's a big shot what it is. It's very not clear what it is. But like upon him, it's definitely a wild animal that's moved with Chalasai. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha. You're teaching to say that the bardless means the apa. I'm going to show you that's not true. Meisvei, Rameya, Oimer, Rameya adds on to our mu'adim and Chalasai, these wild animals. He says, afa tzavua. The tzavua also is a mu'ud. Rav Elazar Omer afa nachash, the snake as well. Now, this is a little schwer because in the Mishnah it says nachash, and Rav Elazar happens to say that Bizman Shein B'nai Tarbis and Odom and Ochus Mudloilam, we have to come back to this Rav Lazar and Amma Beis. But first, we're going to deal with Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, adds on to our Mishnah, Tzavua. And Va'om Rav Yosef, what's a Tzavua? Tzavua zu apa. The Tzavua is apa. Now, if Tzavua is apa and Bardless is apa, what's Rav Meir adding on? It says in the Mishnah, Rei Bardless. My answer is like Kasha. It's not so shver. Kam b'tzavua zachar. The Bryce is talking about, there's two pshat in Rashi. We'll go with this pshat in Rashi. The kam b'tzavua zachar. Rav Meir is talking about the tzavua zachar. And kam b'tzavua nekeva. And the Mishnah is talking about tzavua nekeva. Now, why did he have to add on tzavua zachar? If we have already tzavua nekeva in the Mishnah, we already know the bardless is polecat, this female polecat. What do you need a male polecat? Because the Bryce says very interesting about the tzavua. The time with the Bryce. So tzavua zachar, l'achashev v'shem nasa'atlev. After 7 years, this tzavua that the zachar turns into a bat. And now, after 7 years, after that, Nasa Arpad, it turns into a different type of bat, different type of bird, called it's in the bird family called the Arpad. I'm not sure what it is, but it's also a type of species of a bat. Arpad Lacha Sheva Shalom Nasa Kimush. After 7 years, the Arpad, it turns into a type of thorn, a type of thorn. Some call this a thorn like a nettle, but it's a type of thorn. Kimush Lacha Sheva Shalom Nasa Chayach. And after 7 years, Kimush turns into a different type of thorn, a Chayach. And Chayach Lach Hashem V'Shem, that's a shade. It turns into a shade, which we know is a shade, is a mazik, a demon. That's what it is. That's what happens to this tzavua. So after a nice, like 42 years, it turns into a shade. That's what happens. Al Kaponim, that's why we have to say that tzavua is also one of the animals of Mutchalas. Of course, it's a different type of item. It changes itself a bunch of times. It's still saying that is considered a one of the Mutchalas. One more line there. Shed Reish Lod, Lach Hashem V'Shem, that's a nachash. The spine of a person after he dies after 7 years turns into a snake when Bahanimilu Karma Moidim. If he did not bow during Moidim, when he said thank you to Hashem, he did not bow down, then the Gemara teaches us that the Inish will be that his spine will turn into a snake. And therefore someone should be very careful to bow when he says Moidim.